Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We still really don't have a better sense of whether star quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are going to continue their partnership. Rodgers has not made any public comments since a report surfaced on draft day last week that he requested changes in the organization or a trade. You've heard from many greats like Terry Bradshaw and Brett Favre. Recently, former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren weighed in on just how unusual the situation is.
I can't imagine the relationship, a relationship between the coach or management or whoever's making the decisions and a star quarterback like that getting to this point. I just can't imagine it. I wouldn't allow it. It wouldn't happen. Listen, this is the second time the Packers have gone through this. They went through it with Brett, too, when they drafted Aaron, ironically enough. They didn't handle it very well, I don't think.
When Pittsburgh re-signed star wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster to a one-year deal back in March, it was a bit of a surprise to some fans. Despite finishing with 97 receptions for 831 receiving yards for the Steelers last year, there was a feeling the two sides would go their separate ways. Juju was a guest on NFL Total Access yesterday and said his quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, is a big reason why he returned to the Steel City.
He had a huge impact. You know, obviously him coming back for 1 year, what he's done for me for the past, 4 years is, I appreciate, everything. So to have one more year with him, obviously, and bet on myself, I'd rather play with him than, the other options I had. And there's nothing against those other guys. Those are all great guys and they're going to have a great career. But Ben is just one of those dudes that, you just don't go back on your guys. And he's a guy that I like to stay with, so, yeah.
According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, the Jaguars plan to sign Tim Tebow to a one-year contract. The deal is expected to be official in the next week or so. Despite having never catching a pass in the NFL, Tebow recently worked out as a tight end with the team in the days leading up to the NFL draft. He'll be reunited with his University of Florida head coach, Urban Meyer, who now runs the show in Jacksonville. Tebow last played in an NFL game on December 30th, 2012. He turns 34 on August 14th. Ian and Tom also reporting Monday the Colts are signing former number one overall pick, left tackle Eric Fisher, to a one-year deal worth $9.4 million. He'll be tasked with protecting Carson Wentz's blind side in the wake of Anthony Costanzo's retirement. Tom, very busy guy for us, also reporting Monday that ex-Seattle linebacker Shaquem Griffin is attracting attention from multiple teams. A fifth-round pick in 2018, the linebacker appeared in 46 games in Seattle, compiling a sack, 6 QB hits, and 25 tackles. He'll likely be a full-time pass rusher after playing off the ball in Seattle. And prepare yourself for tomorrow. It's the day when the biggest NFL season ever is debuted. 32 teams, 17 games, the entire 2021 sched is revealed live on NFL Network, including Brady's return to New England, Trevor Lawrence's pro debut, and much, much more. Does the return of Dak Prescott make the Cowboys the team to beat in the NFC East? Find out who the boys start the season against on the 2021 NFL schedule release presented by Verizon tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. And be sure to check out the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast with host Marcus Grant. Get it on Apple, Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or go to NFL.com/podcast. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.